More than 20 students at Fayetteville High School were recently given an assignment to meet with and interview local Islamic or Arabic community members. Following the visits, the students also created art inspired by their conversations. The results of the second incarnation of Putting a Face on Islam will be on exhibit at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville beginning Thursday, and there will be an opening reception early Thursday evening. The idea behind the assignment is to facilitate interaction between the students and members of a faith they may not have heard much about, except for news reports, depictions in pop culture, or on social media. Many of the people interviewed are part of the University of Arkansas's international students and scholars community. Last week, Ashley Grisso, the teacher whose advanced placement world history classes served as home base for the assignment, and Hung Pham, the director for the Center for Children and Youth at the U of A, a major supporter of the project, offered a bit of background. Ashley Grisso says she was given an opportunity to give students a community-based art project.
I immediately went to Islam because that's what we were studying, and it was completely coinciding with the content that I was teaching, and also because it's so relevant.
The first iteration of this project actually happened last year. So this was during the time just preceding the election and with discussions about Islam and Islamophobia very present in our media.
Muslim bans were being bantered about.
Also with us in the Furman Garner Performance Studio last week were two of the students involved in Putting a Face on Islam, Nora Landeros and Lauren Derby, both juniors at Fayetteville High. Lauren says the project was certainly a learning experience.
We didn't know exactly how we were going to portray our subject because we had no idea who we were going to be interviewing. We never thought that we were going to be interviewing teens our age and people our age. So we had an idea of how we wanted to portray them, but we didn't exactly know how to portray them since we hadn't met them yet.
And prior to this, I mean, at least for me, all the information I had was coming from a textbook about Islam in Dr. Grissel's class. So anything and everything that I learned about Islam was coming from a textbook rather than a person, which is when we went to, like, the mosque, we learned new things and that were coming from people and not just from a book. So it made the experience a lot more real and just a lot more alive, I guess.
So I'm taking from that, Nora, if you had ever met someone who was Muslim, you would not talk to them about their faith or their religion.
Yeah, no, it wasn't I've always been really curious, you know, especially now during this time. You always want to ask those burning questions, but you don't know if the time is appropriate or if they would take offense to it. And through this project, I was able to, you know, become a lot more educated and informed about them and their faith.
Lauren, did you have much experience with people who were Muslim?
Not necessarily, but online, on Twitter and on Instagram, I followed a lot of Muslim, I don't know how to say it.
Advocates,
like,
or?
Yes, Muslim advocates who tried to diffuse, like, the image the media portrays them as. So I didn't really know, but I kind of had a little background information on who Muslims are.
Were you at all intimidated? Not because you were necessarily going to talk to someone who was a different faith than you, but just because you were going to talk to a stranger?
Yes. We texted each other a lot. We asked each other what we should wear. We asked Dr. Grissa what we should wear. And I asked a couple of my coworkers who are Muslim what would be appropriate to wear to a mosque so I wouldn't offend anyone or do anything offensive.
And throughout, like, the interview, we started off with really, you know, I guess easy questions like, what's your favorite thing about your religion? What are some things you struggle with? And then, like, throughout the interview is when we started hitting, like, the questions that we really wanted to ask. Like, how do you feel about, you know, our current president, Trump, and, like, the statements he has made regarding Muslims and just Islamophobia in general?
Did you get a sense that there was unease for them or fear or...
No, actually.
No, they were really loving and peaceful. And even when we asked questions about Trump and, like, Islamophobia, they were really chill and they were like, well, yeah, but no.
Dr. Grisso, how did you find how were students and interview subjects matched up?
when Putting a Face on Islam was conceived, I just had a vision about it that caused me to contact everybody that I knew and ask everyone that I was friendly with who we might meet with. And as fortune would have it, there is a student at Fayetteville High School whose mom serves as a director of the University of Arkansas Students and Scholars, International Student and Scholars. And she knows so many people, and many, many of these students and scholars are Muslim. And the timing that was best for us is during Thanksgiving break. And so many of the undergrads and most students at the University of Arkansas leave the campus, but all of these international students and scholars stay. And so it was the perfect time, and they have a beautiful hall, Holcomb Hall, where some people live, and they're volunteers to this group who offered very excitedly and willingly to meet with my students, and they wanted to dispel many of these misconceptions that people have. So we were able to meet in a chaperone space, and it sort of felt like a living room, and there were larger groups. I had more students last year, and there were larger groups. So in groups of twos or threes, they could interview one or two people, and that was the majority of the students. And from that point on, the Middle Eastern Studies program at the U of A was very helpful. We went to more lectures last year, but at the mosque, the Islamic Center on Razorback, the people have been so kind. And that's where the high school kids came to invite us back and encourage us to come again and again. And also now, Fayetteville High School students really want to talk to other students. It's like they've been able to come out of the closet.
What happened after the interviews? So you've talked to people. Then the project has another phase, right?
Yes. After we did our interview, we typed out the interview questions and the notes, and we decided we thought about what would be the best quote to symbolize them as a whole. And we decided that the quote that meant the most to them was the quote they used from the Quran, which was, "If any one killed a person, it would be as if he killed the whole of mankind. And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of the whole of mankind." And that just really spoke to us because it dismantled the idea that Muslims are terrorists and that they're like evil people who need to be banned from this country. And it just shows how peaceful they are and their beliefs. And I just thought that was perfect, because it symbolized them and it symbolized their religion, and it comes straight from the Quran, which I felt would touch a lot of people.
And I think throughout the interview too, well, before we even got to the interview, when we were coming up with our questions, we were like itching to ask a lot of questions about the whole Islamophobia and, you know, prejudice against them. But when we were doing the interview, we found that we wanted to ask more personal questions, like, why is like Islam special to you? Why, like, how do you guys act in your community, rather than those questions? It was a lot more personal and a lot more friendly than we thought it was going to be. I don't know.
Hung, I imagine there's a desire for Tentacles to go beyond just the students and the interviewees.
Well, yeah, and I think this is one of the evolutions that I'm most excited about for this year, is that last year, although the students and Dr. Grisso and the community members did amazing work, we didn't really have a forum to share it with a wider community. And so this year, in talking with Dr. Grisso, something that I mentioned that I really wanted to have as an additional piece is some sort of culminating event or unveiling where the larger community could see the work that was being done, and also the participants. So, you know, last year, the final products were displayed at Fayetteville High School, but not a lot of the community members who were interviewed would be able to come and see it. And now having it at the Nadine Baum Studios or the Community Creative Center provides a space where folks can really see the pieces in their finished state.
Lauren, I couldn't help but notice you've brought something with you. Is this an example of?
Yes, this is our art piece, and Well, since we're on the radio, right, well, we can't see it.
It looks like you have some newspaper around it.
Yes.
Or magazine.
We have some old newspapers, and it has some of the buzzwords that you will see in the media, and just some words that, like, common people will see regarding Muslims about, like, how they're, like, disputes and wars and turmoil within, like, the Arabian countries.
Just kind of what Muslims and Islam are branded as.
Yeah, and then we have some jewels to symbolize how special the religion is to us, and some glitter to symbolize how beautiful it is.
What we also did is we had Mod Podge, and we, like, glazed over all the newspapers so that the words aren't as clear as they were in the beginning, to symbolize how all of that is really not truly
how
there.
It's tainted.
And it's tainted, and it's masked over by all the jewels, because the jewels represent the beauty of their religion. Of the prayer and their religion. So it's kind of like the beauty overpowers any evil and negativity that is
spread.
When I go somewhere in Northwest Arkansas, almost always most people look like me, right? I grew up in rural Arkansas. Most people are white.
Yeah.
You're both young women of color.
Yes.
So that's not the case for you.
That's true.
I mean, more often.
Well, actually, it's so funny that you bring this up.
Okay.
Because yesterday, me and my mom went to Rogers just to go, you know, shop and do some last minute Christmas shopping that we still have gifts to give. But anyway, moving on. We
Not
were in Rogers and we were in a Chick-fil-A, and it was the first time that I could turn around and see and realize me and my mom were the only people of color in the Chick-fil-A. And I don't know why. I don't understand why, but I was so defensive and I was on just the offense, like ready to look out, just because, I mean, I've personally never received any discrimination, at least here in Fayetteville, because I never leave Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. But I was just really defensive. I don't know. It was a really bad feeling, and I've never felt that way in the entire 9 years that I've lived here.
Well, that's interesting, because I bring this up because you're talking, the folks you're interviewing who are Muslim are obviously in a religion that is not of the majority in the
yes.
region in which we live. The fact that you can go into a fast food restaurant in this region and notice that you and your mom are the only people of color. And I'm Lauren, yeah. I'm assuming that that has happened to you at some point.
Yes.
Do you think that gave you a bit of understanding, talking to people who are in a minority of a faith, and perhaps also by skin color, that maybe someone like me wouldn't understand or wouldn't bring to the conversation?
I think it made it a lot easier to diffuse. I mean, I think they would have been kind to anyone else, but I think it made it easier to diffuse because we personally can also relate to some of the prejudices they face, because we too are people of color,
and just being aware.
Yeah, being aware that we're people of color. Like last year, I was like the only black person in my AP class, and that was awkward. I always felt like I had to be smarter than what I. Well, actually, I'm smart, but I felt like I had to be smarter so that people wouldn't judge me. They would be like, oh, she's only taking this because, you know, she's trying to prove that black people can do this or whatever.
That happens to me, too, when, like, I'm in a class, I'm the only Mexican in there, and then people start talking about the wall or just remarks made against Mexicans, and I'm just like, everybody just turns to look at me like I'm the spokesperson for every single Mexican person. I'm just like, hi, hello.
Think this has made you more curious, this project?
Yes.
Definitely.
Not just about Islam,
life.
But yeah.
Yes, in the first semester of AP World, the entire time that we have been studying religions, I've just been so interested in everything. Like, I have a friend whose mom is Buddhist, and I've just been asking him questions all the time. Like, how often does your mom go to pray? And I mean, sometimes I probably am a little too overbearing with the questions. And he says he doesn't mind, but it's just really interesting to know. You know, I've been raised Catholic my whole life, and that's all I know. So getting to, reach out and branch into new things is really cool. And Dr. Grisso has, like,
strengthened this
curiosity. Yeah.
I, too, have always been curious about religions, but I've never wanted to ask because I felt like it was intrusive and a personal thing to ask. But this project made me realize that it's sometimes is okay to ask questions. Actually, it's always okay to ask questions, but it made me feel like I can be curious.
Lauren Derby and Noel Anderos are both juniors at Fayetteville High School and participants in the Putting a Face on Islam assignment. Their work and the work of their peers will be on exhibit Thursday through next Tuesday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. An opening reception is Thursday night from 5 to 7 and is open to the public. The exhibit is also free and open to the public. You can learn more by searching Putting a Face on Islam Student Project Unveiling on Facebook. Our conversation also included Ashley Grisso, the AP World History teacher who facilitated the assignment, and Hung Pham, the director for the Center for Children and Youth at the University of Arkansas, who offered guidance and support for the project. This is Ozarks at Large.